folks might think that it is the year of the parent, and it just might be. We saw what happened in Virginia, obviously, with Glenn Youngkin winning the governorship there, powered by parents that have had enough of their kids being taught filth and garbage, basically, and that America's a terrible place. If it was so terrible, I don't think we'd have a border crisis, now would we? Of course not. And so it's the year of the parent, and therefore I'm bringing in Penny Young Nance. She is the CEO and president of Concerned Women for America. Penny, good to have you here.
Great to be on. Thanks, Steve.
Let's start with the basics. Can you define a woman?
Yes, I can, and I have been one all my life. And our Young Women for America chapters, presidents aren't biologists, but they also know, and they recognize that their trophies are being taken by biological men,
yeah,
and the really unfair nature of what's happening.
So you're a woman and not a birthing person, just so I'm clear on that.
Very clear on that. Yes, I have given birth to two children, but I'm a mother, and I did not chest feed. I breastfed, and so we're very clear at Concerned Women for America on who we are and the unique dignity of women. You know, it's really comes down, I know this is a military term, my son's in the military, but it's really stolen valor. We have, as women, worked so hard to, you know, gain even the vote 100 years ago, right? And the
right,
few little set-asides that we have. And, you know, Title IX is 50 years old. Women before us worked for their not to be discrimination in education. And so all of that is being undone by the very people that pretend to protect women. And it's actually the opposite.
Right. So when you look at Title IX being destroyed, and it is, except that I said from the very moment that I saw it, Leah Thomas, I said, would be the last straw for a lot of people. I called that the first day I saw it. I was right, because that has become the rallying cry for women that swim from the University of Kentucky and all over this country. They've stood up and said, no, this is not right. And listen, I have daughters who have competed in sport. And it's not just that some of these girls don't end up being on the podium in the number one position. Some of them don't end up on the podium at all, even though they got up at 5 in the morning and they ran and they swam and they worked and they lifted and they did the dedicated things it took to become an athlete at a certain level. And they were denied their place on the podium that they had earned because of ridiculous policies and issues with somebody else that should have no impact on them. And yet, these culture warriors, these social justice warriors have stepped on them, haven't they?
Well, absolutely. You know, I have a YWA leader named Macy Petty, and she testified before Congress just recently. And she is a collegiate volleyball player. She plays volleyball at the NCAA division. I forget what division is for Lee University. And she's talking about having to play against men. You know, I didn't even know this. Men's volleyball nets are 7 inches higher than women. So, of course, when a biological man switches team, literally, and comes over and, is able to play against women, he is, you know, shoving the ball down their throats. And it's, again, it's just so demeaning for women. They've worked so hard to be there. They have sacrificed. Their mothers and fathers have sacrificed for them to be able to compete at the collegiate level.
And the fact of the matter is this, we have
being taken from them.
You know, biological dimorphism is a simple first grade understanding of science. Simply put, there are differences between male and female. It's just that simple. And it's true of all species. And it's true of the human species. And to try to deny that, you know, they call Republicans science deniers, and yet they're trying to tell us that, well, there's no difference. Men and women are the same. It's all the same. It's whatever you pick. Just jumble a few letters together, and that's who you are. Come on.
Well, I do think you're right, and you're prescient to say that we've stepped over a line, right, and come so far that even people that weren't paying attention 5 years ago, when Concerned Women for America was already talking about this, when gender was being redefined in federal law, and were saying, wait a minute, this has impact to women. We have, you know, very few laws that protect specifically us, and they're there for a reason, and we do not want them to be reversed. We recognize that women need their safe spaces. They need help in domestic violence shelters. We need to recognize that and protect that. And so 5 years ago, this was happening, Steve, but people weren't ready. They just didn't know yet. And so slowly, as it's made its way into the national news, people are more cognizant of what's happening. And then, of course, what happened in Virginia, my home state, in the Commonwealth, where a young man sexually assaulted a young woman in a public, in a school restroom. And then the school proceeded in Loudoun County to lie about it and transferred him to another school in which he assaulted another young woman. And they said it wasn't happening, and they had the father of the first young woman dragged from the parents' meeting.
And arrested.
So when people saw that, and, you know, there was a lot of talk around Glenn Youngkin's race about CRT, and certainly that there was concerns there, but it was gender theory, frankly, that was at issue, and what was happening on the ground in real time, and really just the impact on the safety of young women. And so there is a fundamental unfairness, but there's also safety issues. So common sense has been set aside, and I think the American people have had enough. They refuse to pretend.
I think they have. Penny Young Nance, CEO and president of Concerned Women for America, CWA. So where do we go from here?
Well, I would say the end game for conservatives should be unlocking the public school system and freeing a bunch of kids that are being held captive by the teachers' union. Old days of young kids, minority kids being barred from the schoolhouse door by bigots standing in the doorway was real. And now we have the opposite situation in which they're being held captive in the school system. Betsy DeVos has written a great book, and I agree with her. The dollars have to follow the kids. It should not be about the school system. And of course, then the schools will have to compete for each other, and you'll see almost overnight, I believe, some of this nonsense dry up. In Maine, we had the Supreme Court say that in Maine that kids,
the money follows the kids.
Systems,
that's right, and that's
the
voucher important
system, even for religious schools.
Correct.
And so we have got to open up the opportunity. Kids should not be trapped in a school system because of their zip code and because their parents can afford a better neighborhood.
Before we get too far here, I want you to tell folks how they can find your organization. We've got about 30 seconds here. Tell them how they can find out more about CWA.
Well, and I understand you're at CPAC. I'm going to be at CPAC tomorrow talking about the life issue, but concernwomen.org is our website. But follow us on social media, on Twitter, Facebook, on Instagram. I personally am in Twitter jail right now, but hey, we've still got our CWA Twitter site open, hoping we'll be able to resolve that at some point.
All right, Penny. I greatly appreciate it. Concerned Women.
Thanks, Steve.
For America, Penny Young Nance, CEO there. Great conversation. Quick break.
Thank
back
you.
With Kash Patel after this. If you're looking for a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter. But if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner, David, was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now, thebarkingboutique.com. New arrivals daily at thebarkingboutique.com. You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy?
Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
Hi, Adam from Patriot Foods of Michigan Company, committed to bringing you U.S.-only grown and sourced produce. When you support the U.S. farmer, we give back to military families in need. Use promo code AMERICA and save 10% today. And get free shipping on all orders over $100. That's promo code AMERICA. Go to PatriotFoods.com. That's PatriotFoods.com. Use promo code AMERICA and shop today.